From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Environmentalists are attacking Florida sugar growers after failing to persuade state leaders to buy U.S. sugar land south of Lake Okeechobee for Everglades restoration. They gathered in West Palm Beach over the weekend for what they called the Big Sugar Summit. Here's reporter Amy Green.
The day-long summit drew a couple hundred environmentalists and elected leaders. Mary Barley is chairwoman of the Everglades Trust. She says environmentalists want to make sugar growers' political contributions toxic.
They need to be toxic, that no elected official ever wants to take any money from them. So the bottom line is, without that, we cannot win.
Environmentalists wanted the U.S. sugar land for a reservoir, but the purchase failed to gain much support among state leaders. Discussions were on sugar growers' political influence, history in the state, and impact on the Everglades. U.S. Sugar is the nation's largest producer of sugar cane. It says the land is not necessary for Everglades restoration. Amy Green in West Palm Beach.
Florida wildlife officials want people visiting or living in the Keys to bird dog anything with scales. They need to evaluate the status of reptiles and amphibians in the Keys, so they're asking residents or visitors to report whatever critters they spot. Photographs can be sent online to myfwc.com/get involved. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.